Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I want to cancel my auto pay shipment.
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
Yes, ma'am. It's 39119.
Can I have your name, please?
Debbie, spelled D-E-B-I, Elmore, E-L-M-O-R-E.
Can I get you to verify your address for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. For billing and mailing purposes, it's Post Office Box 51, Mount Olive, Mississippi, 39119.
Thank you for that. So by looking at your account, looks like you got our neck massager. You paid the shipping, $7.45. You had 48 hours to call back into council. And you was enrolled into our monthly gadgets club. We give our customers $125 gift cards that you can use online at our online gadget store, but you will be billed around $49 every month for being a gadget member.
Okay, no, ma'am, that I want to cancel that. I was billed that January the 7th. I wasn't really sure what it was.
Do you recall ordering the neck massager?
Is it a battery-operated, like a gun-type pulsator thing?
So do you recall paying the shipping, ma'am, the shipping fee, which is $7.45, as trying to get it as like a free gift?
I don't remember, and I'm looking at my bank statement. I don't see anything except a $49.97 charge on January the 7th.
Do you recall doing anything to try to win like a free gift?
No, ma'am.
And do you recall ordering the neck massager?
No, ma'am. I really, really don't.
So you never ordered this? That's what you're stating?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, ma'am, is get your account canceled and get you transferred over to our fraud department. And this is a neck massager, so you don't call ordering like a neck massager for your neck?
No, ma'am, not really. I usually order some type of moisturizers, skin products.
Okay. So what I'm going to do for you, ma'am, is get your account canceled and get you transferred over to our fraud department, okay?
I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome. And I do want you to know that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anybody who could have placed this order without your knowledge. So I do want you to confirm that you never made these charges. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Let's see here.
Can I ask you a question?
Ma'am.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
I'm still looking at my bank statement. If I was charged for it on January 7th, that means I must have ordered it in January sometime.
It looks
correct?
Like you did it on January the 1st, ma'am.
Okay. That would be the day after New Year's?
Correct.
Okay. No, ma'am, I really don't recall, and I haven't received anything like that.
Okay, so that's why I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can help you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling the customer support. I hope you have a great day.
I hope you do, too. You were wonderful.
Thank you for calling the customer support. Have a great day, okay?
Bye-bye. Thanks.